As in France, the Bromfield home became an oasis for high society. Old friends visited from New York, like Humphrey Bogart. New friends from Hollywood, Mary Astor, Janet Gaynor. The wedding ceremony for Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall was supposed to be kept a secret from the press. When the two film stars decided to marry, Bogart asked his close friend Bromfield if he could arrange a quiet service at Malabar. The wedding wasn't secret for long. Both Bogart and Bacall were under contract to Warner Brothers, and the studio heads there couldn't resist publicity. News of the wedding and its location were leaked, and the press swarmed to Malabar. In a few short months, between the publishing of Pleasant Valley and the publicity of the Bogart-Bacall wedding, Bromfield became one of the most well-known farmers in the country. Today, Malabar Farm remains living proof of Bromfield's work. Malabar is now a state park, run by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, a working farm dedicated to preserving Bromfield's farming philosophies. Over 180,000 people visit the farm each year. They tour the big house, preserved as Bromfield left it in 1956. They take wagon tours across the land and learn the gospel according to Louis Bromfield. Of course, he and Bogie had a very funny relationship. Because Bromfield was a Republican and Bogie was a Democrat, so they used to rib each other all the time. Bogie always used to talk about his 8 inches of topsoil and was well aware of what he had done with his contour plowing, how innovative he had been. I had only great memories of the place, and I just think it's sad to go to a place like that and go back and see that Louis, who was the driving force of it, was gone, and the fun that we had. George Hawkins was a riot. He gave me away at the wedding. I mean, we had great times there. I met him. I mean, Bogie took me there before we were married. And so I got to know them all beforehand. But it's interesting that Louis and Bogie died within just a few months of each other. They were really close. They really were crazy about each other. I think they met actually in New York over the years, the theater. I think they had some mutual friends. I don't know how they met the first time. But I know that they always really were crazy about each other. And I remember when Bogie was ill, Louis became ill, because no one ever thought Bogie would ever be sick, you know. When we arrived in Ohio, it was a zoo. We arrived in Mansfield, and then our first day there, we had to go to get the license. We had to go to wherever it was we went, the local town hall or something. The press, they were everywhere. Never seen anything like it. Hanging from the rafters. We had his whole family there, and my mother and the cook and the farm workers and whoever. they were all witnessed the wedding, but other than that, which was kind of great, I thought, you know. Nobody else. Bogie called him Louis. I did. Everyone I know did. I never heard anyone call him Louis. He was always Louis Bromfield to Bogie, who was one of his closest friends, to me, and his family. Everyone around him during the time that I knew him called him Louis Bromfield. And we were never corrected. I was never told anything different.